This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Con, Lechavad Hanisuyim, Shel Yaakov, and Dvora. Dalad Nissan, Friday the 15th of March, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Karbonus.
Yo, Rabbi Isai, we begin a new Chumash. Right? Last Shabbos he said Chazak, Chazak. And this Shabbos we begin the difficult journey through Chumash Vayikra. Vayikra is a very difficult sefer. Shver, Pashim Shat. But more so, Vayikra seems to us sometimes to be a bit removed from our reality, because we're so far from Karbonos. And we hadn't, we misfollow every day that we should have a restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll bring Karbonos, but Lamaisa, it's not part of our current reality. So when you're learning Maseches Zvachim, it's not a problem. You're learning a Gemara. You're learning Torah. Yad Yul Torah V'Yadir. Doesn't matter whether or not it happened or it's going to happen in the immediate future. We certainly hope it will do, but that's not the motivational factor when you're learning Gemara Zvachim. When you learn a Chumash, Rabbi Isai, it's important always to apply it. In Bachsidim, they say that Torah, when you learn Torah B'Chsav, somehow you have to walk away a changed person from it. It has to teach you something. Torah is Miloshin Hayra. So what's there to learn from the Karbonos for the now, for the here, where we stand? So I just want to share with you a Gedank, which is based on a shtikul in Lekutei Torah, on the second pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. So the pasuk says, David al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, Odom ki Yaakov mikem korban la'ashem, min ha'behemo, min ha'bokor, min ha'tzoyim, takrivu es korban chem. So the pasuk begins, Odom ki Yaakov mikem, so min ha'behemo, min ha'bokor, min ha'tzoyim, takrivu es korban lechem. Now there are a few questions here. Pashdim Shat. It begins, Odom b'loshein yochit. The pasuk finishes, Takrivu es korbanchem loshen rabim. That's Aleph. Beis, it begins, Adam b'loshen nister, in third person. If a person should bring. And then it says, Takrivu es korbanchem, you should be makriv. So it goes from loshen nister to loshen noichach. So first of all, it starts with yochid, then it goes down to loshen rabim. And then secondly, it starts with nister and moves down to loshen noichach. Thirdly, the word mikem in this pasuk seems to be misplaced. What does the word mikem mean? It's referring to an Adam from amongst you who would bring a carbon. So the Torah said, Adam mikem ki Yaakov korban la'Hashem. So then the option should be min ha'behemah, min ha'bokor, min ha'tzoyim, and so on. Why does it say Adam ki Yaakov, and then mikem korban la'Hashem? The word mikem is out of place. It would seem to give the impression almost as if it's saying, if a person should be makriv mikem. From amongst you, he's going to bring a carbon. So what's pshat? So these questions, of course, can be answered. I'll be pshat in many levels. But again, I want to take a different approach here, looking at it in terms of Avodas Hashem, what it means, and what it can be learned from it, not Leil Mapshat, but more Leil Maremez, Leil Masoib, and so on. So it says, Taka, like this, Rabbi Yisai. When it says, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban la'Hashem, the word mikem actually refers to mikem. Because yakriv is miloshen kiruv. Liskarev, to draw near. A person, Adam ki yakriv, mikem korban la'Hashem. The objective over here is not only a korban la'Hashem from the animal, but it should be mikem. It should be mikem. There should be a hiskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking place. Mikem, from within you, from amongst you, a part of you. Mikem, from Chem, should be niskarev, kiyakrev, korban la'Hashem, should be drawn closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we all know that Ramban says that when the Bala Korban, person brought the Korban, he had to think that what's happening to the Korban would have been happening to himself. So the Pasuk says, Adam kiyakrev mikem korban la'Hashem. But here's the question, Rabbi said. What is the process? How does it come to pass that a person should be niskarev la'Hashem, that a person comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does that happen? So there are two approaches. One, of course, is where a person brings himself closer to Hashem. And that we'll discuss in a moment. But there's another possibility, and I'm sure we've all experienced it, and certainly we've witnessed it in other people. That a person is going around doing his business. It's not necessarily consciously seeking out to be niskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not on his agenda on that morning. But something happens, something takes place within him. Sometimes it's triggered by external circumstances, but sometimes a person suddenly feels like it's urged to be niskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, where did that come from? Who is accredited for that? It's not the person decided to focus, to learn a sefer, to look in the purpose of his life, where he's coming from, where he's going, and understand that I need to the shamishes koini, that that's my purpose, that's my focus, that's where I should be. Not at all. The person had nothing of that nature on his mind, and suddenly a person is nisur to be niskarim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi say, how do you explain this phenomenon? What would be the scientific explanation for this? Says the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says, the Gemara says that b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytes machrezes and kol mine baskels. One baskel oylem labriyot nobanim shal Torah and so on. Right? Oylem nobanim. So there are these baskels that come out from Shemayim. Asks the Baal Shem Tov, did any of you ever hear the baskel? Did you ever hear the baskel? What's the point of a baskel if nobody hears it? What's the point of a baskel if nobody hears it? There's a baskel at Yosef, it's machrezes, but nobody heard it. So what's the point? Right? Chas v'shalom, if you were in a room of deaf people, you wouldn't scream on top of your voice. There's no point. You'd find other means of drawing the attention of the people in attendance. Why is there a hachrozo if there's nobody who picks up on that frequency? Says the Baal Shem Tov, it's not true. People do hear the baskel. People do hear the baskel. But they're not aware of the fact that they hear it. And it's this baskel that boils in a person that there should be a random, uncalled for, his oiros to be drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you suddenly feel that you want to be Kaveah, Limud and Torah, right now, you want to take out a sefer and learn. It's the baskel that you're hearing. You're not aware of it, but there's a baskel that you hear. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Ve'isi ani esamare, va'anoshim asher ha'itzi hayu imi loyro esamare." And va'chazosom charado gidoylo. So the Gemara asks in Megillah. So Daniel says he saw the vision. He saw the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and the people who were with him didn't see it, but they went into a state of trembling. Says the Gemara Megillah. If they didn't see it, why were they nechrad? Why did they suddenly have this charado? How did they come to a point of trembling if they didn't see? As far as they're concerned, nothing changed. Daniel is seeing tremendous things. The people around them are seeing nothing, but yet they're trembling. Says the Gemara, Afal gav, the ihu, loichazi, mazalayu chazi. Even though they themselves couldn't see it, in other words, their physical eyes couldn't see it, they couldn't, you know, make sense of anything visual that they're perceiving. There was no perception that they can point at, but their neshama saw it. There was a deeper part of them that saw something, and therefore responded with this trembling. Anybody tells you that, you know, 100 years ago there was a man, Sigmund Freud, who came up with this idea of the subconscious, if you tell them the Gemara speaks about it. Right? They were not consciously aware of what's going on, but something in them was staring, and they had this vision on a deeper level than what they can process through their minds. So just as this is the case with Re'iyah, you're seeing something without awareness of the fact that you're seeing something, the same is true with Shmi'ah, that the baskel is heard. And this baskel calls a person to be niskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending on the nature of the baskel. And this is a Yisoyrus that comes milamayla in the Lashon HaZoyer. It's called Isa Ruso de Le'ela. Kodesh Baruch Hu seems to arouse the person. You're not seeing anything, right? It's not fat, you know, you had this revelation, you had an avuah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, come back to me, come learn Torah. But you feel a stirring in the soul, you feel something moving in you, you feel that you're unsatisfied, you feel that there's a void that you have to fill. That's coming from somewhere, it's not random. It's not random. It's not just, you know, you're having a bad day or something's wrong with you. On the contrary, This is his orders that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is pshat in this pasuk. Adam. Adam. Al dmus hakisei dmus kemare Adam. Adam is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yechezkel, when he sees his mare, the Adam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam ki yakriv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will draw near mikem from amongst you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you closer to Him. Korban LaHashem. He will seek to bring you closer to Him, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When this shall happen, when a person should experience this is coming from Lamayla, it's important that the person respond accordingly. Don't rely and depend on it to have done the job. Yes, now I'm in a matzav of iskarvus. Everything's wonderful. It's not so. You have to take action. That's just a trigger to bring you to draw yourself near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that in itself won't last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the avoda of you, that you should do something. So, Adam ki yakriv mikem karben la'ashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adam Elion is makriv, so then takrivu es korban chem, that's a shas ha'kosher, that's a moment, that's a time, when you have to bring a carbon from yourself. Because this is going to move, this is fleeting, this is not going to last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a matziv where He brought you close to Him. That's not the purpose. If that was the case, you wouldn't have to come down here lamata. You could have stayed lamayla. The neshama lamayla was very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that he who is distant should make his own journey, his own initiative, should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. So He might give you a shake, but that's going to dissipate. That's going to leave. You have to then respond by bringing a iskarvus that is to your credit. Because anything that happened on its own, when you feel a sudden iskarvus, of course it comes milamayla. But it's not something, if it's not something that you've developed, that you've cultivated, that you've achieved, it's A, not going to last, and B, it doesn't have the real value of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It has to come from you. Rabbi Yisai, within a person, there are two components. There are two sides. There's the neshama of a person. There's the neshama of a person, which, like we said, is what hears this baskel, what responds. Mazlayu chazi is sensitive to truth, wants only what's correct, what's right, wants to be nis'ala higher and higher. That's what it seeks. And then there's another part of the person, which is very, very low, and very animalistic, and very self-centered. And doesn't really care about Karbonis LaHashem. Cares about serving itself. Cares about worshipping itself. That's the reality of a person. So within a person, there's also the Adam. You know, which part of the person responds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Iskarvus? It's the Adam Sheba Adam. The Shalosh says that Adam is Miloshen Adame, Dimyon, Doime. Adame La Elyon. That's the Shalosh. Adame La Elyon. That in a person, Atem Kruim Adam. Atem Kruim Adam. There's within a person a desire to connect and to be similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it has similar sensitivity, similar traits. It wants to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Adam Sheba Adam. But then there's Atem Kruim Adam. There's also Ama Doime L'Chamor. Why is it called Ama Doime L'Chamor? There's nothing on the external part that makes any resemblance to a Chamor amongst the Amim. But it's the absence of the Adam that leaves them being a doyma l'chamur. Because if it is only the animal, it is only the eye, and there's no seeking, there's no desire, there's no neshama, which is doyma l'elyayin, so then it has a lot of similarities, and has, it can be, it's comparisons to a chamur, to animals. Now it says, there's a goy asher bekir b'cho. Within every yid, there's the Adam, and there's the mina behema. There's the Adam, and there's mina behema. So first of all, we've established that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yisoyerus has to be followed with a response from the person. But here's the question. Which part of the person? Which part of the person was Nisoyer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Milamayla? And which one does the person have to respond to Milamato? Besides for the fact that the Yisoyerus that comes Milamayla is not long-lasting, is only fleeting. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. He wants it to be your avodah that brings it. That's the question, that's the duration of how long it lasts. But which part of the person is Zohar? Rabbi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ma'ir the behema from within you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ir the Adam from within you. The Adam El Elya, and the Adam is what hears this, is Eiris, is what's drawn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The behema within a person, that's something that you have to deal with. And that's what the Pasuk says, Adam ki yakiv mikem. He's makiv a part of you. But the other part of you, see, when you're in a matziv of a higher state, of iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's not a snapshot you were transformed. There's an animal in you that's lying dormant. It's waiting to rear its ugly head. It's going to come up in the future. Nothing changed in terms of the behemoth. It's just that this was a moment in which the neshama came forth. But the behemoth as such remains. So there has to be a avoida mina behemoth. You have to then focus on who am I. So let's assume, just for a marshal, let's assume somebody's a big balgaiv. Let's assume somebody's naturally a big balgaiv. Every person has their middos that they have to work on. Right? If you think you're perfect, then, what? Then, yeah, then you should speak to a lawyer. You should write your will very quickly because perfection means that your journey's finished. If you're still in the process of living in this world, it means that you haven't reached perfection yet. So let's assume somebody's a balgaiva. So, and then he has suddenly his eirus, and he wants to learn, and he learns Torah, and he has mamish Shabbos like he never had, the Yom Tov like he never had. It's wonderful. What happened to that gaiva? Did the gaiva disappear? Did the gaiva go away? Now he's not interested in that. Now he's on contrary. Now it's all about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But should his animal show up again, it hasn't changed. It's the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work not only by bringing forth the neshama, which has these higher moments. He wants that in the lower moments, when we're focused with ourselves and dealing with ourselves, it should be elevated, it should be refined. It should also be niskarev. Even the behema shevikir b'cha should also be niskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Pasuk says. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings away his karvos, first of all understand, takrivu es korbanchem, that you're going to have to bring a korban here. Don't rely on this. It's guaranteed it doesn't last. Nobody remains permanently on a spiritual high, right? Unless they're taking substances, which takes you to the ultimate low. But through Torah and mitzvahs, it's avoida. You have to continuously feed it. You have to continuously keep it going. It always falls back to the default position, which is to be indifferent, to be careless, to be apathetic. That's what it means to come down and be in a goof. That's what it means to be in this gashmistika world. That's the nature of the physical reality. It says in Sfarim, Olam is Miloshin Helen. Living in this world means that that the truth is concealed from you. If a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time and he feels it all the time, something wrong. Either he's a very holy neshama, or maybe there's something wrong. We have a doctor in the audience. It could be something wrong. Yeah, if somebody has... So I'll call upon him the avoida is to keep these oyers going takrivu es korban chem, but beyond that it has to be mina behemo takrivu es korban chem. And mina behemo the pasuk says mina bokor mina tzoyin takrivu es korban chem. Everybody has their own behemo. Some is bokor, which is gaiva and assertion of self. Others tzoyin, which is more taiva and indulgence and so on. But in each of these situations, a person has to take responsibility for that behemah and seek to elevate it. Because it's not enough that the neshama is in a dominant state. You need that the goof, that the nefesh abaham is, that the behemah within you should also be refined, should also be elevated. And that doesn't happen from a seiris mumayla. The Adam is only makriv mikem. It's only makriv mikem, only a part of you. Which part of you? The Adam, Sheba Adam. But the other part, that's something that you have to be mindful of. That's something that you have to deal with. So this Rabbi Yisrael answers all three questions. It starts with Adam, Lashon Yachid, because it's talking about, according to this chapter, Adam Elyon. So of course it's Adam, Lashon Yachid. It finishes Lashon Rabim, Takribas Korbanchem, because the response has to be from every Yachid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is married to the person. But then, what?
Where do we find Hashem called Adam?
In Yechezkel. Yechezkel says, Dmus Akise, Dmus Kemare Odom.
Kemare Odom.
Correct. So that's an indication that Odom is a moshel for the for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I mentioned from the Shalah, that Adam El Elyon, Yo, Rabbi Yisai. Now, what is the avoida? How does one, so that's the first of all. That's the Lashon Yoch, Lashon Rabim, and then there's the Lashon Nista, Lashon Noichach. Lashon Nista and Lashon Noichach, because Adam ki Yakriv is the Akrava that comes below Milo. Takriva is Korban Chen. Is the avoida of the top and down here. But Rabbi said, what is the process of this avoida? What is the process? How does one go about bringing a carbon, right? If we don't have carbonists to physically bring here, and we're talking about on this level of bringing a carbon, so in carbonists we find three things, primarily. There are many pratim in carbonists. But one of the things for a carbon was that a carbon had to have bedika. Had to be tamim. Right? Had to be tamim. Had to be clear of any mum. It had to be clear of any mum. After that, you had to have shechita. You had to have shechita. Right? Shechita k'sheira bizar, but shechita was part of part of the process of bringing, allowing for the carbon to be brought on the Mizbeach. And then there was the actual akrava, where it was consumed by the flames of the Mizbeach. See, there are three stages. So the first thing, of course, Rabbi Yisai, if a person should reach a point where there could be a hiskarvus of the person's behema, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing is that there has to be Tomim. Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alikecha has to be Tomim in the Ramach Yevorim and Shasar Gidin. The Bedika, before anything else, before a person can embark on any level or any type of Avedas Hashem, there has to be a wholesomeness in terms of the person's Kiyum of Tayag Mitzvahs. There has to be, the first thing is that the person has to observe Torah in its entirety, without any compromise. That's what it means to be Tomim. To be complete, you have to be baited that there's no mum. If there's a mum in the person, then there's no point in the hakrava. And you're not going to get anywhere with the hakrava. It has to be certain, you have to be certain that there's no mum. And then comes shechita. All of which is the means to the final end result, which is that it should be nichlal in the eish of the mizbeach. Shechita means the following, Rabbi Yisai. You have a behema. The act of shechita doesn't change the nature of the behema. In other words, of course, there's the makom ha-simonim that gets cut, but the rest of the animal remains intact. It's all there. The limbs are all there. What's lost is the life. The life of the animal is lost. The life, the passion, the chayis of the animal is lost. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want that a person should deny himself the physical needs that a person needs. Person has to eat, a person has to sleep, a person has to do other things. And a person has to engage with this physical world that's part of our being in this world. Part of being in this world requires that a person should involve with the behemoth. You can't ignore the behemoth. You can't ignore the goof. You can't ignore the lower elements of yourself. That's part of who we are. We live in this physical world for a reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us together so that we should live with it. And Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that Hayois Ha'odom bori midarkei avodas Hashemu. Person has to engage in whatever it takes to be sufficiently healthy to be able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what's needed is that it shouldn't be with the chais of a behemoth. It shouldn't have that passion which is obsessive, which is about himself. It's all about, an animal is incapable. It's one of the differences that you see in the physical structure of an animal compared to a person, that an animal can only look downwards. It's very difficult for a cow to look up and see the sky. It said to man, man can stand up straight, he can look down or he can look up. The chayus is to be taken out. The chayus, the passion, the indulgence for its own sake. Seeking just gratification of the self without any purpose and meaning in that process. To cut out the kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim and the b'chol yochecha be'eyu. That is where the animal is in its full chayis. To take away the chayis means that there's something higher, that there's something greater, that there's a higher purpose. And this ultimately leads to the behema being nichla on the eish of the mizbeach. The eish of the mizbeach is that fire of the neshama. Right? Pasuk says, Avo kamo v'es avo. Shalev es rishpei kod. It's an avo that's like a fire. when the animal is elevated and refined, and you have this iskarvus from within, from the gulf, and the person's lower elements, then that becomes, that serves, that gets consumed on the mizbeach. That becomes a contributing factor to the person's neshama. It becomes farvandled, it becomes metamorphosized into kedusha. When a person uses his midos, his lower elements, for the sake of a kadosh baruch hu, he's actually bringing it as a korban on the mizbeach. He's taking a physical goof, and what's that goof doing? That goof is serving a kadosh baruch hu, because that goof becomes a vehicle and a medium to bring the person closer to Hashem. That person's nature, that person's character is now not only not in conflict with his purpose, with his neshama, but it actually joins forces with his neshama. So the carbon, the behema becomes a carbon lashem. The behema becomes something which in itself is niskar v'lashem. Mina bokar mina tzayin takrivu es korbanchem. Even the bokar and the tzayin are niskar v'tzokadosh baruch hu. And this is Rabbi Zai, an aliyah, this is a iskarvus that is greater than that which can come milamayla. The iskarvus that a person achieves is greater than that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person, a matnas chinam. And again, the matnas chinam is only there for the person to respond. That's A. But it's also of a higher level. And we see this in the pasuk as well. In the beginning of the pasuk it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem, what's the next words? Karban la'ashem. La'ashem. And then it says, and the next pasuk, it's a darga which is even higher. She's even higher than that which comes milamayla. When a person milamata achieves an aliyah in his matzav, a person elevates himself, draws himself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is something that takes a person higher and beyond what is given to the person bechinam, just as Yisrael Adam ki Yaakov mikem. Say the Yashikoyach.